This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, Mike, top stories of the day. It is official for Micah Parsons. An MRI today confirmed that he sustained a season-ending torn ACL in his left knee. His knee buckled without contact yesterday in yesterday's game when he was chasing Bo Nix around the field. That's a bummer. Micah Parsons, one of the absolute studs in the league and was having a tremendous season with his new team. So Parsons is out. Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes suffers a torn ACL in their loss to the Chargers. For both these guys, Micah Parsons and Patrick Mahomes, yeah, they're done for the season. They might, I mean, odds are they're not going to be ready to start the season next year. So what a tough way. I mean, don't do your thing, Mike. Don't do your thing. With the Chiefs, what a miserable way to get knocked out of the playoffs for the first time in how many years? Since 2004, when was it? When was the first time they were in? They've been in the playoffs for as long as I can remember. And then they lose their quarterback for the rest of the season and likely next season too, Mike. That is a terrible way to end it for the Chiefs. But you know what? Man, I feel bad about the injury. Don't feel bad about them missing the playoffs. That one sucks, dude. That sucks for Mahomes. And I don't know if, like, is Travis Kelce going to come back next year? This has got to be his last season, right, Mike?
This will be his last season. He's dropping a lot of passes. He doesn't have his boy. Yeah, he'll retire.
Things are going pretty good for James Franklin now that he's the new head coach of Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech Athletics received a record $20 million gift from an anonymous donor. The school announced today. Wow. That's $20 million just from one donor, Mike. That is unbelievable to me.
I'm hiring James Franklin to clean my house. Yeah. Can someone give me $20 million?
Man. Comes after the school, right after, pretty much around the time, of course, hiring James Franklin. And said that they were going to have a renewed commitment to investing in its athletics department. Pledging to spend $229 million over the next 4 years. Portion of that increased spending is slated to come from fundraising efforts. That's an interesting number. In the next 4 years, we want to raise $229 million to put toward athletics. Man, $20 million is supposed to be like the salary cap, right? And you just get it right there from one donor.
Wish I had that kind of money.
You just have money to just throw $20 million, and you don't even want to be want it to be announced. You're not even getting anything for it, other than your football team's going to win. That is money you and I will never understand, Mike. Donating $20 million just so your football team can potentially be better.
Oh, I can understand that money. I just will never have it.
If you had that money, do you really think you'd give it to Washington?
Well, if I had stupid amounts of money like that, I would give some to Washington. Also, I'd give some to UNC because I would like to see them win more.
Would you give some to the Aardvarks? I'd like to see them win more.
They don't have a team.
Well, I'd like to see them have a team. Maybe you could be the guy to get that started.
I mean, if they would like a team, they can call me up and say, hey, Micah, we'd like a basketball team. And I'd say, sure, I will give you some money.
Okay.
You do have a gym.
Did you watch the Heisman stuff?
I watched the very end of it, waiting for it to be over so I could watch my Huskies beat up on Boise State.
Well, Boise State doesn't care. They're a playoff team from last year. They don't care about bowl games.
Washington was a playoff finalist from 2 years ago.
That's 2 years ago. Not under the new playoff regime. So, Boise didn't care.
Yeah, we still kicked their butts.
Yeah, yeah. Bad year for the Mountain West.
Well, undeserving Mountain West.
We're not gonna get into this again, are we?
We will. You know what? I'm currently working on the solution.
Oh wow, it's only taking you like a month.
Oh, it's coming along.
Your solution is gonna be the most basic solution. It's gonna be 1 through 12. Just put the top 12 in.
It's not just the putting in the top 12. It's also having to do with ranking. I'm working on the ranking and also retroactively re-ranking.
Oh, okay. I'm very excited to see
like
this.
That Notre Dame victory Miami's win over Notre Dame, that's going to have, you know, something definite is going to be mentioned in the re-ranking. Also, like if you're Penn State and you're number three,
mm-hmm.
a win over that number three who's suddenly like 3-8 towards the end of the season, that's going to be taken into account.
Okay. Well, I'll be curious to see what it looks like so I can throw it in the wastebasket. I won't do that.
But it'll be for my edification.
So Indiana's Fernando Mendoza wins the award for, you know, college football's best player. Vanderbilt
will suck in the NFL.
Vanderbilt's quarterback Diego Pavia kind of went off the reservation for a little bit over the weekend. He's now apologized, but he made a social media post after he didn't win. In all caps, he said, F all the voters, but family for life. Okay.
And that's why he didn't win the Heisman.
He had a photo on the post of him and his offensive lineman at the ceremony in New York. He faced a lot of criticism for that reaction. On Sunday, he posted a statement saying that he didn't handle his emotions well after losing. Being a part of the Heisman ceremony last night as a finalist was such an honor. As a competitor, just like in everything I do, I wanted to win, to be close to my dream, and come up short was painful. I didn't handle those emotions well and did not represent myself or the voters or college football or the Heisman very well. I apologize for being disrespectful. He said, Fernando Mendoza is an elite competitor and a deserving winner of the award. I have nothing but respect for his accomplishments as well as the success that Jeremiah and Julian had this season. I've been doubted my whole life. Every step of my journey, I've had to break down doors and fight for myself. I'm glad he apologized, Mike, but he probably was getting a lot of crap.
Deserved crap.
And yeah.
Except for the death threats.
I mean, come on. Like, the Heisman is supposed to be, like, about who represents the NCAA better. That's what it was designed for. It wasn't supposed to be the best player in college football. So when you have a guy that loses it and goes and says that, I would imagine the voters feel pretty good about their decision to not put him at the top of the list.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny Manziel, didn't he win it? And he probably shouldn't have because he wasn't a high character guy.
Yeah. This was a good selection. And last year's was a good selection. Travis Hunter. I was torn between he and Ashton Gentry, but they got it right. Hunter was a phenomenal college athlete, and I'm hoping his injury process goes well so he can be back, because I think that the NFL needs a guy like him. He's an excellent human being from everything I've read and heard about him. I loved how he handled the Henry Blackburn situation, the CSU-CU deal. He was the adult that stepped up, I think, before even the adults did, and reached out to Henry, and he said it was a football play. I from that moment, I was like, dude, Travis Hunter's a real guy. He's a real one, man. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, this playoff push the rest of the way is going to be tight. Not for the Broncos. They're already in. But nobody else in the AFC is clinched. Big game tonight for the Pittsburgh Steelers. As they're sitting at 7-6. Baltimore 7-7. They're on the outside looking in. The Colts lost. Did you happen to catch any of that Colts game, Michael?
I did not.
Are you like Tanner and like hating this idea that Phillip Rivers is trying to reignite his career with the Colts? Try to help them stop the bleeding and get into the playoffs?
I mean, I am a hater and I am actively rooting against him, but surprise win?
No, they lost.
No, surprise win for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I mean...
He threw for 120 yards. He threw for a touchdown. Last second heave kind of thing. He threw an interception.
I thought he'd throw four interceptions, 0 yards. I thought he would embarrass himself. He didn't embarrass himself. I mean, when I was looking at the stats, it looked like he threw a bunch of checkdowns. But
yeah, I mean, but a lot of people thought he was just going to absolutely get destroyed. He was only sacked once.
He didn't. I think it was a win for him.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what they do the rest of the way.
And look who they were playing.
Yeah.
I mean, they should have been blown out, but they weren't.
One of the top teams in the NFC. Good defense
there. Yeah, that was a win for him.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a fun story. I don't know if you have the clip of his. I sent that to you. Let's hear from Phillip Rivers after that game, yesterday, after the loss yesterday.
I think maybe it will, I don't know, inspire or teach, you know, not to run or be scared of what may or may not happen, you know. Hopefully, you know, certainly I think of my sons and those ball players, you know, that I'm in charge of at the school, that they'll say, like, crap, coach wasn't scared. You know what I mean? It's like, shoot, sometimes there is doubt and it's real. And the guaranteed safe bet is to go home or to not go for it. And the other one is, shoot, let's see what happens. I hope that in that sense that it can be a positive to some young boys, you know, or young people. It doesn't have to be boys.
How can you not root for this guy?
Well, did you hear that language? He said crap and shoot.
There was a video of like a lot of his players that he's coaching sitting in a diner somewhere watching the game, going crazy for him when he threw that touchdown. It's a phenomenal story, man. I wouldn't predict that he's going to. I mean, they're pretty much, what are they, 8-6. There's still a shot. There's still a shot that they could get in. That would be a phenomenal story, man. Why would we hate on that? So cool.
Because it's Phillip Rivers. If it was a different quarterback, maybe, but it's Phillip Rivers.
I don't disrespect Phillip Rivers. I know
he was a long time. Look, if he had been another team, like not the Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs, I might be rooting for the guy. Sorry, the Charger hater in me. I can never forgive him.
So like LaDainian Tomlinson, like one of the great players that we grew up watching. Nothing doesn't do it for you.
I mean, all the things that he did to the Broncos over
the
years.
Yeah, it sucks, but you can't, like, give Patrick Mahomes his flowers either?
No, don't like him.
No. I think there's a way you can respect a lot of these guys. Phillip Rivers was, I mean, his trash talk game was hilarious. All that stuff's good, man. I'm definitely rooting for this story. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Let's take a look at the NFL on the scoreboard. Watch games that mean a lot to us, but mean a lot to the playoffs. Let's look at that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. A Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
For Avalanche games and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. Big City Roadhouse. Man, they've got so many cool things coming up here in the next few days. In the next few weeks, I should say. But they're Denim and Diamonds. New Year's Eve party. The after party starts at 8 o'clock. $20 admission. They're going to have a DJ there, a balloon drop, a champagne toast, and, of course, their full menu available at Big City Roadhouse. That's a perfect spot for you. Check out what's going on there. And then on New Year's Day, you're actually going to have a chance to go in for their hangover breakfast that they're doing. And you got a chance to win a TV. 55-inch smart TV just by going in. You walk in the door, so from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., New Year's Day, you have a chance to win this TV. You walk in the door, they're going to give you like a little ticket, and if your ticket is announced, you get a remote control. If your remote control turns the TV on, Mike, you win it. Pretty simple. Turn the TV on and win a 55-inch smart TV at Big City Roadhouse, New Year's Day. And they're going to have their hangover breakfast, too. Hair of the Dog, $5 drink specials, Bloody Mary, Mimosa, Blurred Lime Margarita, and then their breakfast burrito special they're going to be doing that day. Big City Roadhouse. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. All right, Mike, the playoff race is on, and we've got a lot to decide. Tonight's a big game. Pittsburgh Steelers are playing host to the Dolphins. Yeah, I'm hearing the weather's not going to be great. 20 degrees at kickoff. Imagine that's going to hurt the Dolphins' chances and give the Steelers a big advantage. The Steelers are right now, they're leading their division. A win would go a long way, but the Ravens are right behind them, sitting at 7-7 in ninth place. They'll be rooting for the Dolphins tonight. You better believe that. Then this weekend, Mike, the playoff race is so interesting. How about starting things off on Thursday night? We'll have our Thursday night special. Really need a win, Mike. Really need a win. Rams and the Seahawks going at it. Rams are a 1.5-point favorite in this matchup, but that's a big one. Because even though the Rams, like the Broncos, the Rams have clinched playoffs, but they have far, far from clinched a number one seed. And the Seahawks, if they can win on Thursday, they are suddenly, they're in the driver's seat for the number one seed. So that's a huge game starting things off right off the bat. Packers and Bears going at it. That's a Saturday game, Mike. We're starting to get into Saturday games. Eagles and the Commanders play at 3 o'clock. And then the Packers and Bears Saturday night, 6:20. That's going to be a huge game.
I would rather watch the Saturday NFL games than some of the God awful bowl games.
Don't the playoffs start this weekend?
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's gonna be tough. The NFL trying to grab some of that audience, man. That's gonna be a conundrum for a lot of people because Packers Bears. That's at the moment anyway for the division.
Can we have that TV giveaway with all the remotes early? Because I need two TVs now.
Well, why don't you stop by Big City Roadhouse on New Year's Day?
Might be a good
opportunity for you.
I need it early so I can watch.
I can't help you, Mike. I'm sorry. You don't even know if you'll win it.
NCAA playoffs.
I don't even know if you can win it. Let's read some texts here. I want to get into some of these games, but I missed a lot of texts. Jake, the geologist guy, Michael, your Huskies can go pound sand. A little trash talk right there.
The Huskies did pound sand. Sand is what Boise State is.
Mm-hmm. Faith talking about the Phillip Rivers thing. The video of his players cheering for him when he threw the touchdown was great. Yeah, I saw that too. How can you hate that story? Travis, the new guy. I like Phillip Rivers. I like his demeanor. I like his character. I like that he says crap and shoot instead of the other words. So I'm supportive of him. Of course, Broncos fan, but I'm still supportive of him. I mean, I'd rather have this old guy throw the football than Dungeons and Dragons boy over there. I'm guessing he's talking about you.
I guess he doesn't listen to the show that much. I think it was on Friday.
No, you love Dungeons and Dragons. You're a big Dungeons and Dragons guy.
I am not. You're the one who brought up Dungeons and Dragons last week by saying Vecna.
I didn't know that that was Dungeons & Dragons. You're the one who proved that you love Dungeons & Dragons by telling me he was not just a Stranger Things creation. He was a Dungeons & Dragons character.
No, I just pay attention when they're talking on Stranger Things.
I don't know what Dungeons & Dragons is, so I wouldn't be able to connect those dots. I don't play it like you do every Saturday night.
I know a lot of people.
You do, like four.
So of all eight, I used to like rent a place from people who met and got married because of Dungeons & Dragons. And they're like 60 now.
That's odd that you know a lot of people that play Dungeons & Dragons, yet you don't play Dungeons & Dragons.
It's not my thing.
It just seems like it might be. Travis the New Guy says it's all the same. Dungeons & Dragons, Star Trek, Intergalactic battles.
Planetary Intergalactic?
Yeah. Star Trek and Dungeons & Dragons, Mike, basically the same thing. What's the difference?
The Nuggets and soccer are the same thing.
I don't get it. I don't get what you're saying. The Nuggets and soccer are the same thing.
Oh, you're saying
one's basketball.
Fiction.
One's basketball and one is soccer. Those are two totally different things. Whatever it is you do, Star Trek and Dungeons and Dragons, I'm sure it's the same stuff.
It would be. I could see you say that if you were saying Dungeons and Dragons and Lord of the Rings were the same.
No, Lord of the Rings is really good.
Because they're both fantasy.
Lord of the Rings is really good.
Star Trek is science fiction.
Lord of the Rings is a book, and then a movie was made about it. Dungeons and Dragons is, you know, a bunch of nerds getting around playing Monopoly, but it's
and they're both
castles.
Fantasy. And a movie was made about Dungeons and Dragons, and it's good.
Again, you keep saying you don't play Dungeons and Dragons. You're giving me a lot of information about Dungeons and Dragons.
You really don't know that much.
You know Vecna is apparently a character in Dungeons & Dragons, and you know they made a movie about it.
I know about as much about Dungeons & Dragons as someone who barely knows anything about Dungeons & Dragons. I mean,
you've given me a couple of factoids just here in the last, like, 5 minutes that leads me to believe that you play Dungeons & Dragons.
I know the average amount of Dungeons. I could go and play Dungeons & Dragons and be absolutely confused.
Who is your favorite character in Dungeons & Dragons?
The orange one.
See, I didn't know they had an orange one.
I didn't know they had an orange one either. I panicked.
I'm telling you.
I just said the orange one.
All right, so some of the other big games, too, coming up this weekend. The Cowboys haven't been officially... No, they haven't been officially eliminated yet. They're on the verge. So it's must-win time for them the rest of the way. They have the Chargers. Let's go Cowboys. Yes. We want the Cowboys to win, Mike. Can you say it?
Yes, because I hate the Cowboys less than the Chargers.
Can you say go Cowboys?
So I will be rooting for them.
You have to say go Cowboys, though. Otherwise, it doesn't take. Need the Cowboys to win. We want the Broncos to beat Jacksonville.
Go Wyoming Cowboys.
They're not. That's a college football team. They're in the Mountain West. If you'd spend less time playing Dungeons & Dragons, you would know that. Chiefs Titans has no meaning to us. Bengals Dolphins. If the Dolphins lose tonight, they're probably done, so whatever. Jets and the Saints. Don't care. Vikings, the Giants, don't care. Vikings have been, they made a nice run. They got a cool win for them yesterday, but they're out of the playoffs. Buccaneers and Panthers, both 7-7. That's going to be a good one.
Both need that win.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, talking about trying to win a division, that's another huge game. We know the Broncos-Jags, that's a big one. Broncos are listed as a three-point favorite right now. Falcons-Cardinals, Big Hub, don't care. Steelers-Lions. Steelers need this one tonight, and then they make that game even bigger. Lions are on the outside looking in, too. They're right on the outside. How about that with Green Bay's loss yesterday, Mike? They went from being tied at the top for the number one seed with the Rams to now they are seventh. They're 9-4 right now, battling for a wild card spot. Yes, it is, he said, Chris. Thank you.
That's what you get when you have a close playoff race.
Yes.
That's what you get when you play the Broncos.
Yeah.
You lose.
Mm-hmm.
And the Broncos beat you so bad,
well,
emotionally,
well, kind of
physically, You go from like number two to number seven.
Texans play the Raiders. Texans looking to win that one to get to 10-5. They're going to be a playoff team more than likely. And then Sunday Night Football, huge, as the Ravens are fighting for their playoff lives. Can we root for the most electrifying man in all sports and entertainment this weekend, Mike? Can you do that with me, buddy? Because you want the Patriots to lose. Again, Broncos win, Patriots lose, Bills lose, and who's the other team I said we needed to lose, Mike? Well, Jacksonville's going to lose to the Broncos, right?
I would Chargers. Like to see them Chargers. All tie.
Chargers lose. We need the Chargers to lose. We need the Patriots to lose. We need the Bills to lose. And the Broncos beat Jacksonville. And you will have the number one seed guaranteed. There we go. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Renaissance Insurance was formed by two UNC Bears alumni. Over 20 years ago, Renaissance Insurance has always had our backs. They specialize in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs for Weld and Larimer County, and are also the go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. Don't lose what you've been working so hard for. Call Ryan at Renaissance Insurance, 970-674-8825. Or visit team-rig.com. 40 minutes after the hour, Big Hub, did you watch John Cena's last match? I grew up loving the WCW and the WWE, but I don't.
Now you're an adult?
No.
Not a child?
When I got to college, Michael, I just didn't pick it back up. You know, I watched it all through high school, and then once I got into college, I just didn't pick it back up, and then I never really went back.
Because you had a life. You had things to do.
No, I mean, I still watched a lot of crappy shows and stuff. But I didn't see John Cena's last match.
Peacemaker?
I don't know what that is. Is that a Dungeons & Dragons character? I don't know, man.
That's a show starring John Cena.
I didn't see Peacemaker. Is he a superhero? I'm out.
Yes, he is.
I'm out on the superheroes, man. Can't do it anymore. They've out-superheroed it.
They have kind of out-superheroed
it. I can't see any more of these stories of a random guy and gets powers, and then he's got to learn to use it with responsibility, and then he's got to save the world, and he's got to beat the aliens, and I just can't do it anymore. There's 470 million different superheroes now. And
he doesn't have powers. He's just really strong, can fight, and has a helmet.
No, I'm good. I don't.
And friends.
I don't need to see it. I'm out. This is too many, man. Once that Iron Man thing went out, and then we started making TV shows, and I couldn't. I tried to watch some of them, but and then we're doing time travel now, so nobody really dies. No, I'm against time travel. Never a fan of time travel.
Now we're gonna have universe travel.
When you introduce time travel, Michael. It just opens up too many things now. Now you can do anything you want in storylines. You can bring characters back. I just don't like it.
Yeah, Star Trek's been doing that way too much, and I'm tired of that.
You had
stop
to make
with the time travel.
Star Trek reference.
We're good.
Yeah, time travel's what made Star Trek bad. Sure. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So no, I did not watch that. I'm so pumped about what we saw this weekend, Mike. Broncos going to win the Super Bowl? I mean, it really feels like maybe they could do it. That kind of game yesterday was, there's no doubts in a game like that now. I mean, the Chiefs, the Eagles, all these other games, Mike, now that the Broncos take down the Packers, a legitimate, I believe, still, maybe without Parsons, I don't know, but at the time, a legitimate Super Bowl contender, and you go into that game as an underdog, and you're down two scores, and you get a big-time interception that flips this game upside down, and then the rest is history, the belief factor that the Broncos can really go and do this thing is pretty high for me right now. Are you concerned at all about Jacksonville coming in with that same chip on their shoulder that the Broncos had going into the Packers game?
No. I know they have that same chip because they're not getting their due respect, and they do deserve respect.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. They're going to play tough, but they're not going to win.
It's a scary team.
They'll make it to the playoffs.
They're an interesting team. They are a very interesting team. This will be one you don't want to take lightly, even though we know what it means if you can find a way to win this thing. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. The offensive line was really good. We talked a lot about R.J. Harvey. How about my prediction on Mr. Courtland Sutton, Michael? I said this is going to be his best year statistically. He is well on his way to that. His best year was his second year in the league, where, as far as yardage, he had 72 receptions for 1,100 yards and 6 touchdowns. His best season as far as touchdowns go was with Russell Wilson, where he had 10 touchdowns, 772 yards, and 59 receptions. He's at 63 receptions for 886 yards and 6 touchdowns. Is he going to do it?
This is the quietest 60-something receptions ever.
Yeah, but not yesterday. It wasn't really quiet yesterday.
Yesterday was out loud. He had a loudspeaker. The rest of the season, it felt like, where have you been? But he's been here the entire time. He's just been whispering.
He just goes about his business and he gets it done. You know, he's not Mr. Highlight Reel. You know, he was more Mr. Highlight Reel in 23 than he is now.
His biggest highlight reel, it felt like, was signing that contract.
Well, I'm glad he did. He's going to go down as one of the, maybe not necessarily like a Broncos great, but
not going to be Rod Smith, but he'll be close, I think.
Ring
he
of
might
Famer?
Be number 3 or 4.
Ring of Famer? You think he's a Ring of Famer?
He's gonna need a few more years. He's gonna need some 1,300 yard seasons.
He you got 3 games left. There's a chance he probably will crack the 1,000 yard mark. Still has a chance to crack the 10 touchdown mark. He did that once.
He'll have to go from being dependable to being solid.
Well, now they're so spread out. This offense now, Mike, Bo Nix has done a great job of distributing the football.
Little Jordan Humphrey's been getting into the mix.
Yeah, he got himself a touchdown yesterday. You saw Michael Bandy getting a touchdown. Just came off the practice squad, and he got a 20-yard touchdown. That's Bo Nix just spreading it around, Mike. That's all he's doing.
I mean, this is it. It feels like the wide receiver core that we were excited about at the beginning of the season is finally coming together.
Yeah, I would agree. It's again led by Courtland Sutton as far as a consistent threat, but now Troy Franklin's the guy. He's turning into the guy we thought he was going to be, even just in his rookie year. He probably received a little bit, too much of, I think, pressure, because it was like, oh, he connected with Bo in college, so they should just pick up right where they left off. That's tough to do as a rookie. And now I still think it takes a while for people to figure out Sean Payton's offense, and it takes a little slower for a quarterback, and it takes about a year or so for a wide receiver, and now Troy Franklin's figuring it out.
Yeah, and also this is the NFL, and cornerbacks aren't slow in the
no,
the NFL like they are.
Everybody's fast, man.
And, yeah. I mean, this is – and everybody's smart. Everybody's fast. Everybody's smart. You can't just be a wide receiver and, you know, a lot of stud wide receivers don't even make it in the draft.
Yeah. It's difficult. And but the cool thing is you're seeing it start to pan out for everybody on this roster. Everything's starting to click at the right time. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number two. Coming up, we've got buy or sell in the final hour. More on the Broncos' win over the Packers and what's next as they get set to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Nuggets, games, and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Always love it when our listeners drop by. One of our Hall of Famers, Mike Faith, stopped in with her kiddo.
I was scolded.
Because you were mean to her?
And told.
How are you mean to Faith, man? She's telling us that she got a chance because she went to the Heisman stuff this weekend.
So did she really?
Yeah, so she's like talking to Eddie George and she's talking to Tim Tebow. Like, how freaking cool is that?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I would have told, I better not say that on the
probably memory. Not. If you're questioning it, let's make sure. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, if I'm questioning it, it's something not to say.
All right, coming up in the final hour of the show, more on the Broncos. What's next for them going up against the Jags this weekend? We got buy or sell, though. First things first. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.